I've spoken of the unwholesome character of philanthropy, which is always true and has to be fought against. One of the ideals, of course, is to help people help themselves. And we do that whenever we can. We get the mills in America to give us yard goods in quantity, and then we send it to Algeria, and we get the women of Algeria to make dresses and garments to give to other people. You see? There, we enable them to help other people rather than helping them. Of course, it's easily confused with propaganda, not only for Quaker Oats, but a very clever idea, you see. Quaker Oats Company to feed 1 million German children just before the markets even opened. That certainly was a way, but there weren't any Quaker Oats in it. There were other things, and that was the wrong thing. Curiously enough, during the Second World War, when the Fringes were conspicuous, the German Fringes were conspicuous for helping the Jews escape from Germany. The Quaker Oats Company of Germany, a registered company in Germany, put an ad in the paper that they thought the public ought to know that the work that these Quakers were doing was not at all connected with the work of the Quaker Oats Company. Well, it's easily confused with propaganda. And many times the question is raised whether we wouldn't be a lot better off if we dropped two words out of our name, American and Friends, just called the Service Committee. Why not? There were countries where the word America was, you know how America is regarded in neutral countries. It was a real handicap that we were Americans. We had to explain. We could, in time, explain. We were not in accord with the propaganda use of food for buying allies for the American cause. We could explain that. Our record was sufficient. Well, just a word or two before I close on some of the reactions within Quakers. It was a change to replace individual initiative with organization, large-scale organization. Suspect on that account. And a real danger. If doing good ought to be your own initiative, what happens when you sign up with a big organization? Fortunately, the workers in the field get close to the people in need, and it becomes a personal relationship, so that the criticism of personal concern can't coincide with wholesale effort is not altogether true. They can coincide, but it's a difficulty. And you know what the quietest Quaker tradition would think of all this creaturely activity, going about doing good with an excessive amount of going about. You know, a joyride, that's what it really is. See the world with the American Navy, or with the Peace Corps, or with the Quaker Visa. They're all different forms of the same mixture of motives. And then in the evangelical group of Quakerism, which is a very large one, there was the feeling that it was not done definitely by Christian theological standards. They want every cake of chocolate we gave to the children in Germany to have a little motto inside under the tin foil that said, Christ saves, or God so loved the world, and so on. And the fact that that was not prominent, and hasn't been prominent, the doctrinal or theological aspects of Christianity, let alone Quakers, have been completely hidden in the operation. And then, of course, there were groups of friends that said, by joining all together, it made us too friendly with the wrong kind of friend. The English friends are pretty liberal, and the Hicksites are worse. And for an evangelical friend to have anything to do with them, work in the same unit in France, That won't do. And of course, the fact we work in foreign countries, the pagan countries, we don't, maybe in Europe it was all right not to emphasize the Christian element because Europe's like the Christian only, but in the Arabs, the Arab refugees, 200,000 refugees right in our hands there, eating out of our hand every day. What a wonderful chance to preach a Christian religion by word of mouth. I think the mouth that that you were thinking of is the recipient's mouth, much more. And then, of course, everything we do that seems to differ from the American anti-communist policy, it makes us suspect. It's only an accident. The House Un-American Activities Committee has come after us. I've been told several times that the Logan Act, you know what that is, the Logan Act, is one that we're guilty of breaking. And, well, even when we talk about peace, that's heresy. So that our work in this country, our institutes and so on, are spied on by all these anti-leftist groups, and there are a lot of friends, as in friends, that think we're much too radical. Maybe we are. And then another group of friends that are theologically interested says that all this activity is merely a form of escapism from definite and orthodox theological thinking. They say the workers in the service committee don't really care anything about theology. It is a form of escape for them. Fuzziness, intellectual fuzziness, is what they complain. Well, I think I kept this thing up.